Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
We are in that dispensation where the Lord intends to do much with us, if that makes sense, family. So anytime He brings us together like this, He wants to beckon upon our hearts the knowledge that brings about kingdom expressions. I believe that God shall bless us today. God is good. That's my prayer. And I'm just praying that you be yielded to God's word. Hello. Yes. You see, a wise man said, the more you personalize the scripture, the more a testimony you become. I was thinking he was going to actually say you receive. But he said that there's a realm in God, you just don't receive miracles. You become the miracle. If that makes sense. Are you aware that anywhere Jesus entered, he actually replicated himself there? Did you hear that? Now, don't forget that Christ is not just having light. He is the light. So anywhere he enters, once there's darkness there, the light he carries overshadows the place, if that makes sense. God wants to bring us into such a realm whereby we influence whatever we do with the life we carry. It's becoming a miracle. God is good. And you see, this thing becomes a possibility when we understand God's word. Watch me. You know, in our modern day Pentecostal churches, we believe more in what God can give us. If that makes sense. It's not bad. But you see, when God has to constantly give you things, you become very limited. Trust me. For some time, I've been doing a thorough study on the impact of Christianity around the globe. And you'll be shocked that we haven't even done up to 2% of what our predecessors did. You didn't hear me? Or did you hear that? I was in the office just doing a little reflection here. Now, those who've been joining on Zoom, I've been talking about the Holy Ghost, right? And I've been reading some books written by some ancient fathers. And you realize that the miracles we see in our today world that makes us proud were things they were experiencing in the daily notes. It was common for them. In fact, it was so common. There's a man called Smith Wigglesworth. History recorded that the man, he raised his wife 3 times from the dead. Until the wife said, please, I want to go and rest, so let me go. So literally, the lady dies and the man will say, you can't die in my presence and cause back the lady to life. And the man says it was rehearsals for him to call the dead back to life. And he told them that anytime you see me without a Bible, I'm backslidden. And for all the days of his journey in God, he carried a Bible. You see, many of you don't know that it is the understanding we come into that makes us who God wants us to be. I'm telling you, friends. Many of you don't know that there are many possibilities connected to the kingdom life, but we will never have access because we just don't want to do what the Bible says. I'm telling you. Am I communicating here? You see, many of us have this feeling that once I am in contact with God, it is God's responsibility to give me all that I want. And God says, no. Watch me. The realm where God made you from, He made you a realm to be like Him. Did you hear that? Yes. He made you a spectacular being in the sense that there are things you can easily have access to once you know who you are in God. Anytime Jesus Christ began to speak to the people, He made them understand one thing, that all that He's doing is in honor of what the Father has said. Now, don't forget that Jesus is called the Word of God. Now, the Word of God went to the tabernacle to be taught the Word of God. Did you hear that? The Bible says as little as 12, the Word incarnate came to the synagogue and allowed people that had lesser understanding about the Word of God teach the Word of God what God was saying. Oh, God is good. And he had to challenge them and tell them that, you know one thing, I know you are preaching about me, but I'm the me you are talking about. So let me tell you what I wanted to see here. Oh, God is good. You see, many of you don't know that the knowledge we have about God's word plays a major role in our life and destinies. I'm telling you. You can become a nation when you have the understanding on what it means to constitute partners in the spirit of family. I'm telling you. God will help us. I'm telling you, God will help us. You see, when you begin to understand how God operates, you will know that there are hallowed mysteries in God you can talk about. I'm telling you. For the past 2 weeks now, I've been teaching you on the prayer, the will, and the identity. God is good. Now, I made you understand that for a very long time, we have misunderstood the concept of prayer. Of which I really want to go back because we spoke a lot. But let me just do a 2 minute recap here. I made you realize that prayer according to God was constituted so a man can dine in God's presence. There can never be a relationship without a communication. Once two people are in love, there has to be that constant communication. So prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. It has to be an interplay of words between yourself and the God you are serving. If that makes sense. So God says, when you come into his kingdom with the understanding of who you are, you get to realize that all the things you want are in God himself. Did you hear that? Now, I don't have to ask my mom to cook for me because she knows it's her responsibility to do so. If that makes sense. You see, she sees that as a responsibility because of what I do in the house. If that makes sense. When I become a burden, what I should easily have will not become a priority. Oh, did you hear that? The reason why many of you are pondering over things is because you have not understood what it means to pray yet. When you begin to pray real prayers, you know the things you want are below you. You didn't hear that? Huh? I told you that God does not prove results to men by giving them physical miracles. God can bring a man into a realm in God that even after you have left this physical world, your impact will resonate. My late grandfather was a perfect example. The man is no more alive. But everything we see happening in our church today is a pure representation of what he carried. You didn't hear me? Now, I can easily prophesy, call names, this and that. My grandfather never for once, mama will tell you, never for once called a name. Never. But the man was so sharp in the prophetic that what he says, I was told he came to Mannheim years ago. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't know what it means. It's called Mannheim. He says that God told him that it's that the spirit that watches over the town carries the image of a man. If that makes sense. And he told somebody that, come, let me speak over water for you because the enemies are calling you home. Now, the person made mockery of my late grandfather. That you guys, all you are looking for is just money and relevance among men. That's what happened to the man. The day my late grandfather left Germany, that was how the man died. Now, my grandfather prayed for somebody, spoke over salts when he came in the late 90s. The person was able to keep the salt from that time on. Kept the salt from, I don't know what happened that the salt didn't even get damaged from the late 90s to this time. So whenever the person is sick, they will just go get a pitcher of salt for all these years. And ever since the lady began to take the salt, cancer vanished. If that makes sense. You see, there is a higher realm God wants to give men. But that realm only becomes a possibility when you pray in alignment with God's will. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? You see, when you pray in honor of God's will, you give him that chance to become God over territory. Did you hear that? You see, if you stay longer in prayer asking God for things, and the things you want are not what God wants to give you, you've wasted prayer. What makes prayer powerful is the will that has been captivated, not the emotions. Many believers try to emotionalize what they share with the Father. God doesn't do that. So God says, you should be open enough to understand what I say when you begin to pray. Because once you make up your mind to interact with me, the channels of your spirit will be opened up and I will speak to you. Did you hear that? That is why you cannot tell me you are praying effectively and you're on your mobile phone. Oh, hello. Because the spirit man must be opened up so that God can easily grant you what he's saying. Because it is what you obey in the place of prayer that gives you potent results. Talk to me, church. Did you hear that? Now watch me. Many of you don't know that prayer is an invitation into the spirit realm. Just because you made mention of God in prayer doesn't mean that it is a God of the background experience. Oh, talk to me now. Do you know many people prayed in the name of prayer the way you pray, and they met different deities and not God? Because once you begin to pray in the rest of the spirit, you leave this realm. That immortal being of yours finds expression. So what will give you the security is that you function in God's jurisdiction. Talk to me, family. So when I hear people say, man of God, pray with scripture, it is very true. But you see, you can read the scripture in a wrong manner and also benefit you. Do you know why? Because the one that read the Bible must tell you what he meant by saying that. Some time ago, someone came to me and said, man of God, I prayed that God should grant me my heart's desire. And I told God in the Bible that since you said you will grant unto me my heart's desires, God should have said it's true. But you read the scripture wrongly. Because he didn't say he would do away with him and give you. Oh, talk to me, Josh. Please, I'm taking my time because I want you to know how deep this is. So it pierces your heart, family. He didn't say that I'll give you what you want. He says, I will give you what I want to give you. And that should be your expectation, not your heart desires. Praise God. And I told you that there are three realms you must enter when you pray in alignment with God's will. Number one, God makes you a gatekeeper. I won't explain that. Number two, he makes you a lawmaker. I won't explain that. Number three, he makes you a watcher. God is good. And you see, look at the life of every man who prays. You see these signs there. You see these signs there, I'm telling you, family. Now, you cannot pray and not hear God's voice. Anybody who is very consistent in prayer, the voice of God must be active on your inside. If you pray and you don't hear God, then there's a question mark about your prayer life. Did you hear me? You see, the voice of God was not templated for certain people in the clergy. You see, believers have this understanding that only men of God are permitted to hear God's voice. The Bible never said so. In fact, according to what Christ gave us after he died, he says, you all are kings and priests. So just because you don't hold a microphone doesn't mean you're not preaching. Your character preaches too. Talk to me, family. Do you tell me you're a believer, ladies and gentlemen, and then you've prayed? Some people pray 1 hour every day. God is good. 1 hour every night too, and never for once have they heard God's voice. You see, it tells us that the mindset you carry in prayer is a disdain knowledge. You didn't hear that. Once you begin to pray, there should be that inner witness in your spirit man that attests that God has heard your voice. And there has to be a reply from God himself telling you, I've heard your prayer point. Did you hear that? Because the voice of God is a gift he has given unto every man. Now watch me. Many believers have this feeling that the voice of God is connected to what you hear.
But according to God, his voice is not only limited to speakings. Am I teaching here, please? If you listen to my teachings, you will change in 3 months. The voice of God is not only connected to what? His speakings. Some of you want to hear sounds to approve you've heard God's voice. God doesn't want to do that. Rather, God uses any system that he has created that you have developed strength in to give you access to that voice. So for instance, some of you are here. The Lord has given you the system of dreams and visions. So since your understanding is more united in dreams and visions, he will use that force to amplify his voice. So some of you may not hear God. Some of you may see God. Yet he has spoken to you. Talk to me, family. Oh, God is good. So some of you are here. God might not use the audible voice to communicate to you. He might not even let you see dreams at night or visions in the day. He might even cause you to read your Bible. And by reading what you have written, God now speaks to you. So God uses a lot of systems. So there are 4 basic channels that represent God's voice. 1, it is called dreams and visions. 2, it is called the reading of the scripture. 3, it is called the evidence of the inner witness. It's called discernment. Some believers say they lack discernment. They lack discernment. They just can't discern. They just can't tell when God has an imprint on his heart. They can't tell. It's serious how believers can't actually tell when they gather and they go somewhere and then God tells them, leave this place. A young man came to meet me a few months ago when we had a goodness of my hair. He came from Poland. He's a Belgian. Let me see. He's a Congolese Belgian guy. He's living in Macklin. So he came to me and said, man of God, when I gave my life to Christ years ago, you were one of the few examples I used to look up to. I didn't know myself. A very strong guy. So during the COVID time, he went very viral on social media. He risked his life to go preach in Pakistan and had over 3,000 people. Some of you might know him. He came here. He came to me and then said, man of God, I've got a few questions for you because I've been studying your consistency in Europe here and you are very different from what we're exposed to know. And he says, when I asked the Lord told him that he says, you are different. And he says, go and ask him a few questions why. He came to me and made mention of 2 names of some pastors we all know in this Europe here who are doing well in court. And said, they came to me and told him that God told him that he should father them. But in prayer, he figured that they were not after what he was doing, but the spirit he carried. Years ago, God told me that never weigh the measure of a man's intelligence by the thing he says, until he begins to ask questions. Did you hear that? These are deep words. I kept quiet and God told me that you have seen impact in a person. Watch me. Never in your life try to validate any gift you see on the house on account of what you think it is. Let God be the evidence. What I say, let God be the evidence. I'm telling you. There are too many noise around the globe. God knows who he is. I'm telling you. Says, Prof, I tried to discern and I realized that, nah, there's something wrong somewhere. Meanwhile, there are too many crowds. May God give you discernment. You see, anybody that has not grown in maturity can't attest when God speaks. So God can speak audibly, number one. He can speak through dreams and visions. Number 3, he can speak through the scriptures. Number 4, he can speak through inner witness. Number 5, he speaks through his servants, which are the prophets. In the days of old, anytime the Lord wanted to speak unto the people of Israel, he would send forth a prophet. They were never
living among the people. They live outskirts. So whenever they come, they tell them what God had said. And whatever they say begins to happen. All the things we saw Jesus perform were things prophesied by the old prophets, Isaiah. A child shall be born, a son shall be given to us. So all these things, you realize that they spoke about them. So these are the five basic channels that God uses to speak into our lives. Now watch me. If you do not grow in maturity in the spirit, and you always allow the voice of God pass you by, you will only know how weak you are when life exists your presence. You see, some of you are here today. God is trying to use every channel to communicate to you. But because you are ignorant on how God operates with mankind, literally, the devil has given you that chance to believe that what is correct. Am I communicating here? The voice of God is relevant in kingdom civilization, family. You are not expected to become all that God wants you to be until you hear his voice. David said, your word have I kept in my heart so I don't sin against you. That voice that God sends from the heavens is a proof he loves you. Do you hear me? Jesus called himself the shepherd and calls us his sheep. And he said that if you are indeed a sheep of the shepherd, you must hear my voice. He says, those who obey what I see are indeed my sheep. So there's no way any believer is expected to validate their Christian experience on account of their experience until God says, they hear my voice. Is that clear, family? Now that you realize that this is how God speaks, what then is the language of God? How is it that we have over 8 billion people in the world today and everybody hears God in their language? So what is God's language then? Talk to me, family. Do you know the prophet who doesn't speak English, who speaks, where do you come from, please? I mean, which tribe in Cameroon? Oroko. Okay, what about you, please? Bamenda, what about you? I also Bamenda or Bamiliki. Or Bayangi. Do you know there's a prophet in your country who doesn't speak English like we do? He speaks in the language you just been mentioned right now. And it will shock you how precise it will be, if that makes sense, family. Now, he's hearing God in his language. He's communicating to you in that language. But that language is hearing God from. It's not God's language. Did you hear me? God is good. Chris, are you Delta boy or Edo boy? You are Delta. Is it Delta Agbo or what? Or Delta Wori? Are you the Agbo guys, Abi? God is good. Now, it will shock you that there will be somebody who is hearing God's voice in that Delta place. If that makes sense, family. Now, just because you heard God in that language doesn't make that the language of God. Study your Bible. Anytime God wanted to make mention of his language, he made mention of the word light. Now, according to God, God's language is not what he says. God's language is who he is. Am I communicating, friends, here? Yes. Whenever you hear God talking to man, that language through which he's communicating with man has got to do with his personality, his identity, and not what a man will hear. So God does not describe his language as what he communicates through or communicates with. It's what is who he is. So since God is light, he communicates with light. So as God begins to speak with Benjamin, God is actually communicating light. Did you hear that? God is doing what? Communicating light. Now, how then does God translate the light he speaks through or speaks with into English? Hear this. I want you to know that every man is tripartite in nature. Remember, a man does not have a spirit. A man is a spirit. So your identity is not what I see on the outside, but the unseen spirit. So the true image of Mimi or Glennis is the spirit being. So God speaks to the spirit man, because out of the spirit of God, a man was made. True of us. So that spirit you carry on your inside, it's more of a reflection of who God really is. Talk to me, church. So you carry the spirit of God on your inside, which is your spirit. God is good. Just that your spirit is limited per time. Hello. How am I teaching here? and then you have the soul and you have the body. So you are a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. So if God is speaking to Mama here, Mama Gladys, God will speak to her spirit. Now, it is a responsibility of her soul to translate what the spirit has said to the body. Did you hear that? Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? I want you to know that the spirit and the body are two different beings. In fact, your flesh is your number one enemy. Did you hear that? Because the spirit is willing, but the body is very weak. Do you know there are days you really want to pray? You feel the fire on your inside, but your body feels very weak. True of us. So God has to bring a mediator that can link the spirit and the body together. It's called the soul. Now, many people have this feeling that the soul is different, the body is different, the spirit is different. It's very true. But the only difference of body is that the spirit is different and the body is different. Now watch this. That soul that the Bible makes mention of has got to do with a man's heart and a man's mind. The physical body has a heart. The physical body has a mind. But beyond what you see, there's a scope of impact as God given to it. So literally, God depends on how a man thinks to give him answers. Am I teaching here? I wish I say every Sunday. Oh, God is good. So when God speaks to our mother here, right, the light of God leaves God's presence, enters into her spirit. Now, she's a human being. Even if everything has to backdate to spirituality here, there has to be that physical expression of what God has said in spirit. So God says, how then do I translate what you've heard into the body? Now, it's so powerful how God speaks to us, and in a millisecond, we hear what he says. That is how quick the soul is. Now, God says, Bible says, just as a man thinketh. He didn't say, so you will be. He says, so you are. So if the enemy proposes negative thought, and Mama here begins to think of negativity, she will not become negative. She is negative. Hello? Am I communicating here? So as you are hearing God's voice, the voice coming from Elohim is undefiled. But what defiles the message is the soul you carry, which makes up of the heart and the mind. So when the mind is defiled, it is hard for the spirit to give reflection to the body. Talk to me. Let me show you why many people cannot hear God. You see, many of you don't know that the voice of God will not be much of a difference with the voice of your mind. Because God literally depends on the mind to give you answers. That should tell you the impact the mind has on the body of a man. If you study the book of Genesis chapter 11, the Bible says men came together and said, why don't we build a tower whose top will reach the heavens? The Bible says after they made up their mind, God came and saw that the building was already complete when they haven't even started with the cement yet. But because they had a purported understanding, God said it was already fixed. Now, in that quotation, there was no mention of demon there. Yet, God was scared by the people's impact. It wasn't demons that rose to fight the people's impact. It was God himself that said, we will not allow this to happen. So God had to confuse the language of men. That should tell you that the strongest force that operates in a man's body is a man's mind. So, watch me. You will not know how ignorant you are until you see somebody else express a resource. Every miracle that was preordained by God for a man looks like a man. Please
please, am I teaching here? Father, help us. Father, help us. Okay. Let us do a quick example here. You see, Richmond's daughter, she would never in her life pray against poverty. Talk to me. Oh, am I right? When she grows today, she will never pray, Father, as I pray, break the spirit up. She will never pray that prayer. Because she will never taste poverty in her life. She will never carry water on her head. Never. Oh, the last time I saw the mother post a picture on WhatsApp where she was in a swimming pool. Is she up to 2 years old now? One. She's two. She's just two. She's already swimming. Tommy. At what age did you God is River God is good. Now, you see, you realize that right from infancy, her mind has been channeled to function in a particular way. So her view on life will come from how she's been trained. So if God wants to communicate to this little girl when it means to command impact, it will be easier for God than for her. Do you know why? All because she's been trying to understand that all things are possible for you. Did you hear that? You will have difficulty with the language. She will have that. Because she knows that right from infancy she was taught. In fact, right from infancy, they make them believe you can become whatever you want to be in life. Did you hear that? Now, if God does not allow people work on how they think, it will always be difficult for that man who is the recipient of the miracle to operate as God, because the mind becomes a blockage. Did you hear that? Oh, did you hear that? I told you some time ago that your mind is a garden and you grow whatever you sow. Did you hear that? You see, the first effect of a demonic altar is a changed mindset. There is a way you'll be channeled to think like, and the enemy will create a hedge. You see, after God gave the devil chance to tempt Job, the devil still didn't know how to attack Job until the enemy came and said, there is a thought pattern in his mind. That thought was, I've always feared that one day I may sleep and wake up and that these things will leave me. So the Bible says when all these things began to happen to Job, what did he say? He says, now what I fear the most has come upon me. Literally, it was the way Job thought that gave the enemy chance to fight him. Let me see by hand if I'm teaching here, please. Did you hear that? You see, there is no projection anybody can have in life that is not first made available in their mind. Life was created to ensure that once a man believes in what he thinks, he becomes what he says. So God says, my spirit will communicate into your spirit man, which is the light of heaven. But it is not the responsibility of your soul to teleport the message to the body of the man. So you see, many Christians are praying. I don't know, you see, sometimes, how I wish God would give me the chance to tell people what God thinks of them, but I can't see them. Are you aware the most ignorant men are the most arrogant people? Did you hear that? Do you know those who are ignorant are the most arrogant? What they use in sponsoring their pride are things they came to meet in time. See the voice of God. Huh? Many of you are unaware of the fact that as you stand in the place of prayer, praying, God has a burden too. He really wants to give you a message. In fact, he has communicated like your spirit man. But guess what? Just because the mind has been defiled, it is hard for the body to catch the message. God is good. Remember, I made you understand that if you do not do away with what you were told, and you are not willing to learn and relearn, you will be where you were told that life ends. Meanwhile, that end you see in life is someone's projection. Yeah. Praise God. So it is our responsibility. You see, that is why if you're a Christian, you ought to do away with a lot of noise. In fact, there is nothing useless about your destiny if all you do in life is to hear things. Not correct. Some people, they literally stay the whole day and all they listen to is negativity. A father of mine is having a conference in Ghana right now. I was supposed to do it myself, but I couldn't go. So the prophet of God was prophesying to somebody. I said, young lady, stand up. He says, the miracle you're believing God for is in this man's mouth. And he showed another man of God in the house. And said, but there is something you know about him that's not making you respect him. He says, yes, that's my brother. He says, that's your problem here. He says, you are seeing him as somebody that came from the same womb like your mother. But he says, he's a gift to your life. He says, the day he prays for you, things will change. Hello. You see, the girl was praying against demonic altars. Altars died by fire. And God says, oh yeah. The altars have died. they have died. He says, they have died. He says, there should be a changed mindset you have about this person. Did you hear that? Bishop Oyedepo is celebrating his 70th birthday. Isn't it right? 70 years. And it's serious. It looks like a crusade. Every night he asks them that the only birthday gift he wants is that he wants a praise party. God is good. Yes. And if you hear the weight of testimonies. Now the shocking thing is that most of the friends who came around to preach on his birthday, almost everybody, they are somewhere connected to Idahosa. In a way. The man is dead though. He died in 1998. But the man's impact is so fresh, like he's still among men. Name all the men of God, you know, Adeboye, Oyedepo, Pastor Chris, all of them, everybody, every September, they all have to fly to Benin to pay homage and say, you know one thing, we can't forget about your man's impact. Now, before the man died, he told them he sees a new Nigeria. This will become the new world now. This nation should be better out. Now, you see, he made mention of that prophetic word, but what gave relevance to that word was that those who believed in that word changed their mindset. So Apostle Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, that you would have the mind of Christ in you too. Wow. Huh? If you are not reading, you will not become. There is nothing like a man of God has to lay hands on you to impart God's voice. No bishop will lay hands on you and you will ever hear God's voice. That voice of God you want to hear must be activated within. Remember some time ago, I showed you that there's an anointing upon an anointing within. Say the voice of God. I mean, you want to hear God's voice and your Bible is closed. Meanwhile, there has to be something from the scripture that enters your spirit man. So what you read, it one day I'll let you read the book by Bishop Dark. Right, he has a passage where he wrote, something entered me. God is good. Do you know that you literally become what you see? Talk to me, family. What did I say? You become what you see. Even animals understand this. Do you know chameleon? Talk to me. Let the chameleon enter here. Whatever it sees, it will reflect. Our believers can do that. It's serious. You see, We are the only generation that we are backwards in our own civilization. We are backwards. We are so far behind. Wow.
Christians of today, God help us. God is good. 2 days ago, I don't know how many came on Zoom that morning. I began to prophesy to a lady. So I knew her parents on the platform. And God told me, call her an orphan. I said, this is yours. I should call an orphan. And I said, God, this is hard because I know her parents. So how would the parents feel if I called a girl? I said, nah, that's not this one. I can't see it. And God told me that to prove that you've heard my voice, ask the girl, who is Leslie? And I said, who is Leslie? He said, that's my bigger brother. And my brother died in an accident a few days ago. And I said, but why are people calling him an orphan? He says, yes, I'm an orphan. I said, no, your parents. He said, no. Those are my foster parents. He says, my parents died when we were 2 years old. So I've never seen them before. Those are my foster parents. But they gave them their surname. So you think it's the same. And the man of God, the kids are 32 years old and we only told them who they were when they were 30 years. So some of the brothers were there and they were a man of God. We didn't even know that this lady didn't give birth to the child. We always knew that they were theirs. Hello? 30 years of secrets was revealed in 2 seconds. Not because the gift was available. The gift depended on how we think. That is why David told us that, you see, dwell in his presence until you become who he is. Oh, praise God. I'm telling you. Watch me. When you constantly depend on the voice of a man for answers, you'll be wrong. Do you know why? Because the witness a man gives based on the office he's been called to preach from is how he will communicate with your life. So the voice of God cannot be the voice of the people. I hear people say the voice of the people is the voice of God in our generation here. Senseless generation like this. How can it become? Wow. In Belgium, I preach for only 2 churches. 2. Omega Fire and who? What's the name again? The one in Mechlin. Something Victor. New generation. The man has been calling me. I'm a bishop. I'm here. I'm there. So one time I went to preach there. I went with her. Powerful sense. Powerful. Shook the place. After preaching, he's a man of God. He says, you are an enigma. He says, there's something we can't understand. He says, that passion has been unbridled from infancy. He says, we are aware of the battles you fought, but it says you have skill through them. Huh? The purpose of every attack is to change how you think. The purpose of every battle is to change how you think. Huh? Just because you don't see what you do doesn't mean what you are doing is not commanding the effect in the spirit. There are moments you can do everything right, yet you might not see immediate results. Let time pay you that. See the voice of God. Let me show you 3 things to do. So we leave here. Are you blessed, please? Clap your hands for me. Watch this. If you want to hear the voice of God, what must you do? Learn to pray every blessed day. Make prayer your habit. You cannot tell me you went to work and you are tired from work. Bishop Bempa said, anybody that has a mouth to eat has a mouth to pray. I mean, you cannot give me flimsy excuse of you being tired.
It's funny how believers only go to God when things are tough. That's how important you are. Every blessed day, at least every day, make it a habit to pray an hour. Every day. You see, I don't remember the last time I slept at night. When God gave me this new commission concerning dominion, I don't know when I slept at night. I stay up the whole night. I study and then prepare my preaches at night. Because I hope you know how difficult it is, right? To do service at dawn. God is good. And especially when I do want to prophesy at night, it's serious. Sometimes you close as late as 7:30 a.m., sometimes 8 o'clock. And even those who call after the service. So sometimes my eyes will close around 10:30, 11. By 3:34, I'll be up. Once you are up, there are already calls waiting for you. God is good. We are currently preparing for the Cameroon invasion. God is good. It's not easy. Making sure you settle that cost, settle this cost, settle that. It's not easy, I'm telling you. And just to make sure that everything happens as you want. And you know, Africa, if the money is not talking, the work is not coming. It is pay as you go. God is good, I'm telling you. And making sure that at least excellence is being seen everywhere. Oh, God is good. Before that instruction came, God told me that there is a stream of life that I've seen that you've grown in maturity to open up. And he says, I will cause you to become that envoy that will convey that water. When the invasion started there, people felt like it's like we are trying to rush to make things up. If that makes sense. Yes. This year, when we did our invasion in Ghana, the bishop that owns the church came and said, so people can gather like this. God is good. It was packed every, and next year is going to be invasion Ghana 5 years. And the Lord told me that we should increase our capacity as one of influence. And God told me that we should go for a stadium. We went to the stadium in Accra, Ghana. It's called Lagos Stadium. It picks 11,000 people. Check right now, Lagos Stadium. And God told us that as we give him the honor as God, he will give us 20,000 people for that conference. So we can praise him for 5 years of grace. Because looking at the speed in 5 years, it is something unimaginable. But you see, until the mind hears what God has said, the body cannot function. You don't need visa to travel, you need a mind to travel. Eh? I said, if you want to hear God, pray every day. Number two, study scriptures. You see, when we say study Bible, it means meditate or ponder on what God has said. You see, if you hear what men say, you cannot hear God. One thing that brings us into the difference of what we hear is the knowledge concerning God's word. May it never be said of you, church, that you were once anointed. May it never be said of you. May your enemies not gather and say we knew who you were. You think I don't hear what the members in the church? I hear a lot. But maturity will let you speak out. That's ministry. Did you hear that? Study until you can approve of everything you hear. See the battles going on today in the Christendom. Today somebody can speak against tithing. It's serious. People just come up with defense. And you see, my father told me that in this modern day Christianity, the church wants to teach God how to run his mission. You see, also, the people who are ignorant want to teach God how to run his mission. How dare you do that? Miles Monroe said, the kingdom of God is not the physical government you vote a man into. He says, that word of God, he says, God's kingdom does not need your support. It needs your compliance. He speaks, yours is to say yes, sir.
One philosopher reading a book, Scott and Frank, he said, nobody has ever remained poor by giving. Let me show you how to do Bible studies in 2 seconds. You don't study the Bible by reading from Leviticus. You don't need that. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Understand that the Bible was written originally in Hebrew. I get me. Now, when there was a change in civilization where the Greek took over, they ordered everything to be translated into Greek. Now, if I begin to speak English and I ask Mama to translate in French, the things I say will not be the direct translation. Rather, her understanding will also be attached in the things I see. Talk to me. So the people that translated what was written by the early prophet in Hebrew actually also made their translation too. They didn't say they took away, they added translation too. As time went on, some people also diverted and understood what they mean to have the scripture in their right. As time went on, the English took over and everything has been written in the English. Now, do you know that some words we had years ago, you can use them again? It was recently I realized the word receive is the same as the word sieve. As in receive, as in R-E-S-I-V-E. Actually means sieve, as in S-E-I-V-E. If that makes sense. You realize the word re, if you see any word that has R-E in front, it means something that has to be done again. So if some of you believe that the word receive actually means to take back, it means to retake what was given away from you. Hello? But the English modern world has made you believe that it means to take. It actually means to retake again. As if it was there, it was taken away from you. It means go and take it again from you. If that makes sense. So you realize that translations brought about certain words. So if you read the Bible for the words written, you forget what God has said. So I told you before that read what the Spirit says and not what the letter says. Because the letter will kill what the Spirit gives lives. You see, you ought to check your capacity in spiritual dealings. You see, you will know your maturity based on the results you command. You cannot tell me you're a Christian for 20 years and it's hard to hear God's voice. Go back to baptism class. Go back to foundational class. How? 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. It talks about the very life given unto the modern Christianity. Number 3. You cannot hear God's voice if all you do is to constantly be in an atmosphere that sucks God's presence. You cannot be in a defiled atmosphere. The mother of Peter died, the Bible said. What happened? The people began to cry. They began to wail. When Jesus came, Jesus sucked them out and said, I want to be left alone with this lady in this room. Do you know why? Not because Christ wanted to do anything demonic. But literally, every encounter that is truly divine is atmospheric dependent. Did you hear that? The atmosphere you create around something tells us the effectiveness on what you want to project. So just imagine that the people were crying. There will be a combat between the spirit divine and emotions. That is why, as a believer, you see, when we tell people to be free-minded, it means the energy you use in harboring something negative, use that energy to harbor something positive. I'm not teaching you. You see, you cannot be in an atmosphere where there's always an intertwine with your emotions. I'm not saying be happy every blessed day. But you see, many people don't know that this thing called mood swings is a reflection from the pit of hell. If that makes sense. Some people can be saddened and they go off like that. Watch me. Many of you don't know that the spirit of joy is the ticket for God's voice. Study your Bible now. Galatians 5:22. Apostle Paul made mention of the fruit of the Spirit there and spoke about joy. You see, when the enemy swings your mood, you become inanimate, you become a dead soul.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920 904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.